more pressure can the Labour government put on all councils?
Thank you for that. So it's an issue of public transport. My member, the public transport in Swindon is not integrated, and I get the messages that the buses are frequently landing after 6 o'clock. You haven't got any buses that you can rely on.
It's probably spot on. That's kind of that is a principle. I mean, clearly, if we're going to have this move away from the car, we have to have a modal shift to public transport, and we have to have a serious look and debate on what that public transport network and system will have to be. It is going to require probably significant investment to make it happen, as well as a cultural shift away from the car. We know that we've got to deliver that. We're only in the middle now of a major strategic review of expansion soon, because we know that we can't probably be done on roads alone. And we need to look at what the alternatives are. I think you're absolutely right. As I said, if Jamie Marks don't take all our cars away, we're going to have an alternative. And that means we're going to have to be able to get around at 11 o'clock at night because of 11 o'clock in the morning. So there are major issues here.
This you is why we need to go very the war.
This is why we need to go very much to the, we're going to be serious about what we're talking about.
It's not to say that solving climate change and reducing emissions should be conditional on whether or not you can get out miles free after 6 o'clock on a weekend evening. Right. I mean, it's important that they will sort themselves out. The most important thing is that we've got to look at this on a much broader framework. And I think public transport and everything else will come into play once we've taken the decision to deal with climate change taxes, which is sad.
Clearly, most people in urban areas, as I understand, that's right, that's where we should be starting. Clearly, the rural areas are going to be much more challenging. There's obviously an awful lot that can be done in urban areas to improve the position, but it does take probably a major change in government thinking if we are going to have a major change.
And this is not just done by what John Prescott said 4 years ago, that the key to achieve a dramatic fall and we will have this integration of public transport. And actually, that hasn't happened, has it?
I think it is incredibly difficult to plan that part. And it's where you must be regulation, which is the reason why stagecoach and public transport, don't get them coordinating, has been a very great difficulty. It didn't happen in London. No deregulation in London, and we've got a fully integrated transport system. Now, it's a good generalisation, but we do need to make sure that there is coordination there. I was tempted to say to you at the beginning, you shouldn't be able to swing in on Martinsville. Although Martinsville is very much not looking very long ago. I think that you make a good point, you've got a long way to go. And I take issue with Mark, because I think, Mark, you kind of gave a message that it would sort itself out, and the problems that this gentleman is about is really, the kind of payments are insignificant as much as the other thing. But if you start with the personal, and it's really important to solve your problem, otherwise you will give up and you will go back to the car and you will find a way of using that car, even if I and Michael ban you using the car, and find a way you'll go underground. And that's it. We've got to read your heart, Mike. We've got to make it easy to get that car underground. We've got to make it easy for you to be green and be environmental. And that is our good environmentalism. And that's a challenge to us, which we haven't solved yet.